Dumbarton's manager Alan Adamson joins me before today's game. One change to the side, Alan. You've brought in Martin McNiff for Jamie Lydon, so you obviously must have been reasonably happy with how last week went.
Yes, very much so. We've brought Martin back in. Martin's a couple of weeks out. He was a wee bit slow starting pre-season, I'll admit that himself. He's worked hard at training, and let's remember how he played the very last game of last season here. So hopefully the memories will stir him into a good performance today.
Yeah, returning to New Broomfield must bring back happy memories for you and everyone at Dumbarton.
We had a great time here, a great time that day. But as you say, it's water under the bridge now, and we've got to concentrate on what we're doing this season.
Does what happened on the last day of last season make you more wary of Airdrie, or were you always going to come here with the, you know, the anticipation that they'd be well up for the game?
No, they're always up for it, Airdrie, and we'll adopt the attitude that we know what Airdrie can produce, and we'll be right for the very word go. I said all last season that Airdrie were probably the best starters of games and all the teams we played against, so we've got to be very wary about that. Admitting the dressing room there, I mean, you make lots of mistakes, but one big mistake I made last season was telling the players to relax and enjoy themselves in the first game of the season when we were 2 down in 10 minutes. You know, so I made that point in there. There'll be no relaxing this year. We need to match them right for the very word go. The last thing we need to do is find ourselves 2 goals down in our doors.
Just finally, Alan, after a long absence, Dumbarton find themselves back in the First Division, which obviously must be exciting for everyone at the club. What are the objectives and the aims from the football side of things?
Well, we're absolutely delighted to be back in the First Division after a long time. Somebody said it was 17 years or something, and that's too long for a club like Dumbarton. The ambition's probably the biggest ambition, but to stay in this league by hook or by crook, and I would look on that as a season well done, if that's the case, and then we'll build again for next year.
Good stuff. All the best today.
Cheers, Scott.